Well, more proof that the Hunter Biden laptop is real, it's authentic, and the Justice Department knew it all along. They had it. Before that, they even had a backup to it. This all comes from Justice Department filings. While we await apologies, the silence is loud. Here are some people that maybe I'd like an apology from. President Biden, who called the story Russian disinformation. We're going to bring you footage of that just to jog your memory. The media that said that the story was Russian disinformation. Twitter or X, which censored the story. Facebook, which censored the story. Mark Zuckerberg, I would love an apology from him. Liberals who willfully ignored it and attacked the whistleblowers who have kept this investigation going. I have a long list. I have a list of people. Just one person on that list. Apologize, please. So here is the thing. Hunter Biden is a mess. He is a mess. And the Justice Department is not holding back in their investigation under special counsel David Weiss. Now, Miranda Devine was the New York Post reporter who first broke this story before the 2020 election. She was raked over the coals about it. She posted about this on X. And I want to show you what she's pointing out, because she is a dog with a bone. And I am here for it. Here is what she shows from the Justice Department's filing, showing that they knew the laptop was legit all along. And furthermore, before they had the laptop, they had a backup from Hunter Biden's iCloud that they obtained from a warrant from Apple. So they almost didn't even need it, because they got a backup of everything that. So they were investigating this guy for a long time. And they had this. These are, by the way, I just have to say it. These are her underlines. They're not mine, because
You would use a ruler.
I kind of can't take it. But nevertheless, they're important, the things that she wants us to see here. So we'll just leave that.
But by the way, that's a digital underlining. She's using like an Apple Pencil.
Right. Yeah.
So,
okay.
So just give her some leeway there.
Absolutely. Okay. Can we put it back up one more time? Look at the date here. September 2019. Now, I would like to remind you that in October of 2020, the FBI, through Special Agent San Francisco, Elvis Chan, reached out to Twitter and Facebook and told them that this laptop story would be fake. But they'd had it for a year and been investigating it. So why would Elvis Chan have done that?
That is unbelievable.
Why did he do that? Who told him to do that? Now, later he explained in this deposition that he did last year, he was deposed over the federal government censoring COVID, the case that's brought by the states of Louisiana and Missouri. Here's his deposition. And he said, well, the government shares information that we decide is critical. But does that include lies?
Right. So wait, we share information that we think is critical. So we have a laptop. We've confirmed the authenticity of it. We're actively creating a narrative and going to Mark Zuckerberg and social media companies and telling them that it's a fake story, and to censor news
articles.
We're
making stuff up.
Yeah.
We made up a lie, and we are sharing through their practice of social media sharing. We're sharing a lie that we made up. Now, I know the FBI is allowed to lie in order to get information, but was that part of their investigation, that they needed to go out of their way to lie, to censor the story? How does that further an investigation?
Right. And by the way, what has their investigation yielded in the way of prosecution? Right. What has their massive investigation to the point where they went to the American people and lied and arguably swayed an entire election?
Right.
And they still haven't done shit.
Yeah.
So what did this lead to?
Well, no, they're doing shit right now.
Now they are.
Yes, they're okay. Indicting Hunter Biden up the yin-yang for what we're going to show you, at least. I mean, clearly there's more to indict Hunter Biden
But here's about. What I don't get. It's the indictment is because of the evidence from the laptop.
Right.
So then to go out and lie about its authenticity and the veracity of what's on it, or that it's even existing, and then it's to say the opposite, that it's fake and that it's a lie. You already have the information on the laptop that you've backed up. You have the data points to know these transactions, what's going on here, the foreign business dealings.
Yeah, I've never seen any explanation for why Elvis Chan did that. Why did he go and give Twitter and Facebook a heads up that this story would be fake when they had possession of the laptop? I don't know. But let's look more at this indictment, or this. It's not. This is part of many indictments. It's the filings that the Justice Department made this week. They want to rewind to 2018. They say October 12th. Here's where he went and bought this laundry list of things related to guns, this revolver, and then these accessories, if you will, to the revolver. The purchase was on October 12th. Now, when he made this purchase, he had to fill out a federal form that asked if he was an unlawful user of drugs, and he answered no. He admits that had he answered yes, he would not have been allowed to make those purchases. Later that day, the Justice Department then, so he answered no, I'm not an addict, but then later that day, he used his phone to take pictures of crack cocaine and drug paraphernalia. That's what they saw. They saw pictures dated later that day. The next day, on October 13th, he met a drug dealer named Mookie. Here's where it talks all about Mookie. Said, I met him behind a sports stadium to buy drugs. This is by his own admission, text to his girlfriend. And then later he texts her that he had slept in his car smoking crack. In fact, he continues within those days, October 12, 13, and 14, he continues to text people about all the drugging that he's up to. In one text, he declares, I'm an effing better man than any man you know, whether I'm smoking crack or not. So at least he knows that he's an addict. Like, I guess he thinks he's a functional addict, right? Clearly, he's, I don't want to say he's peaking. He's at high impact addiction here, because who knows if he's peaked? Who knows if he's come down? But I don't know that. An addict's lie, that's to be expected, but it's still a crime to lie on a federal form and get a gun. And the drugs and the gun were not sold separately, if you know what I mean. Here's where the Justice Department says, last year we went and pulled that gun out of a vault and we looked at it, and investigators literally found drugs on the pouch where the defendant had kept his gun. So he didn't have like an organizer where you hold your gun and your
wait a minute.
Drugs.
You're going to criticize a crack addict for not being as organized as you are with like spreadsheets.
Well, it's like, you know, my kids' backpacks where I see crumpled papers at the bottom and I'm like, you have a folder for this. Why is this here? You know, it like he just threw it all in the same place. Like,
imagine
here's some
that.
Crack cocaine.
Imagine that a crack addict's not organized.
Yeah.
I would expect him to be more organized.
So he had some cocaine on the drugs. Now, it's interesting, though, because white substance was found at the White House last year. Right? That's interesting.
How'd that get there? By the way, we still don't know.
No. They were able to conclude.
We have cameras everywhere, and we know who checks in and who checks out of the White House, but we can't figure out how cocaine got in the White House.
So strange.
And especially after the safety protocols that were put in place after the alleged anthrax attack back during the Obama years.
Right.
So, how was anthrax being winding up in the hands of people who worked at the White House?
Are they worried that more, you know, dangerous substance might just show up?
Well, you would think.
You would think, right? And then, of course, the whole crime to cover it up, we just don't have answers or apologies. For instance, maybe someone should ask Jen Psaki, who told you to say that the laptop was Russian disinformation? Where did that come from? Because here is her saying just that.
The president has said, and you have tweeted, that allegations of wrongdoing based on files pulled from Hunter Biden's laptop are Russian disinformation. There is a new book by a Politico reporter that finds some of the files on there are genuine. Is the White House still going with Russian disinformation?
I think it's broadly known and widely known, Peter, that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020.
Okay,
she's saying that. Doesn't that make her a person of interest?
Yeah.
In this case?
A person of interest to get an MSNBC television show. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah. He asked a specific question, like, are you still sticking with that this was Russian disinformation? What she just did there was she said, it's well known that there was a lot of Russian disinformation.
Right.
Like, that's not answering the question.
Back in the day, known.
Right. She just says everybody knows that.
But not about the laptop. She just said, we know there was a lot of Russian disinformation. That's like the softest, like that is not an answer. She just avoided the question.
Yeah, she totally avoided the question. And she knows, and maybe she now knew that, oh, no, this thing is real. So I can't answer it directly. I can't say directly that that was the case. That, in fact, back then, there was a lot of well-known Russian disinformation around there.
That's right. So let's also see Joe Biden saying the same thing.
What about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before, there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to walk that back?
He should be deposed. He should have to answer for the fact that he felt like he knew, right?
Yeah.
He knew that it was disinformation.
You know, or were you completely duped by your son? You know, is your son just telling you he thought you wanted to hear? Dad, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. There's no laptop. They're just trying to smear me. They're trying to smear you right before the election. You're surrounded by sycophants in the White House who are all telling you one thing.
No, this is 4 days before the election that he said this. And he's saying definitively that this is nothing. Right. So how does he know that? How does he know? I mean, I guess you can just say, well, he's a duped father of an addict and he didn't get the truth, but he's telling the American people that there's nothing there. So either he owes us an apology or a formal, or he should be investigated for what he knew. This, again, is the most formal proof that we have so far that the Justice Department always knew that the laptop was legitimate and that they were working off of it for an investigation all along. So there's a lot of people that should apologize for this. Let us know what you think of it.
Yeah, let's see if anyone apologizes. Let us know in the comments. Who do you think should apologize, and will we get anywhere with this? And how long do you think that Hunter Biden should be put away for, by the way? Will he get anything other than a slap on the wrist here? Probably.
Well, I mean, these filings continue, and it's clear that they're not done. They're not done with what they're going to accuse him of.
Thank you so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll love this video right here. It's actually personalized based on your past viewing habits. If you watch the video, it really helps the show. Please leave a comment and let us know what you think about it. That way we can continue to beat mainstream media and get the message out there. Thank you guys so much for seeking the truth along with us. Now check out this next video. We'll see you next time, everyone.